理课堂听 class.com。
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Name after.
以什么来命名？
Leonardo da Vinci.
莱昂纳多·达芬奇。
Paternal grandfather.
祖父。
Subsequently.
后来。
His last name means from Capri in Italian. He was named after artist Leonardo da Vinci, as his pregnant mother was standing in front of a da Vinci painting at the museum in Italy.When DiCaprio first kicked. His paternal grandfather's middle name was also Leon. DiCaprio's parents divorced when he was a year old, and he subsequently lived mostly with his mother, although his father was also around. When I feel
alone, I reach for you. 他的姓迪卡普里奥意思是来自意大利的卡普里家族。他的名字则是来源于艺术家莱昂纳多达芬奇，这是因为迪卡普里奥在妈妈肚子里踢第一脚时，他身怀六甲的母亲正在意大利的一个博物馆看达芬奇的画展。他祖父的中名也是莱昂。迪卡普里奥的父母在他一岁时离婚，之后尽管他父亲也经常来看他，但他基本上与母亲住在一起。
逐句对照。
His last name means from Capri in Italian.
他的姓迪卡普里奥意思是来自意大利的卡普里家族。
He was named after artist Leonardo da Vinci.
他的名字则是来源于艺术家莱昂纳多达芬奇。
As his pregnant mother was standing in front of a da Vinci painting at the museum in Italy when DiCaprio first kicked.
这是因为迪卡普里奥在妈妈肚子里踢第一脚时，他身怀六甲的母亲正在意大利的一个博物馆看达芬奇的画展。
His paternal grandfather's middle name was also Leon.
他祖父的中名也是莱昂。
DiCaprio's parents divorced when he was a year old.
迪卡普里奥的父母在他一岁时离婚。
And he subsequently lived mostly with his mother.Although his father was also around.
之后，尽管他父亲也经常来看他，但他基本上与母亲住在一起。
多学一点。
Name after， 以什么来命名，非常常用的表达，像学校里面经常可以看到以某人名字来命名的建筑，比如
This building is named after the American architect Philip Johnson.
这栋楼是以美国建筑师菲利普·约翰逊命名的。节目当中的是指以某人的名字来命名，用法是一样的。Paternal grandfather， 祖父。Paternal， P-A-T-E-R-N-A-L， 父亲一方的。而母亲一方的则是 maternal， M-A-T-R-N-A-L。比如 maternal grandfather 就是外祖父。这里大家要注意 paternal 父系的与 maternal 母系的两个单词只有第一个字母不一样，前者是 P， 后者是 M， 其他这两个单词很好区别，因为在很多语言里面父亲的昵称是 papa， 而母亲的昵称是 mama， 区分开字母 P 与 M 就可以了。 Subsequently 父子， 随后，它的形容词形式是 subsequent， 比如 subsequent events 是指随后发生的事情。
词汇扫描
Maternal
母系的
Ghetto
贫民区
During his childhood, DiCaprio was interested in baseball cards, comic books, and frequently visited museums, often with his father. He also spent part of his childhood in Germany, where his maternal grandparents,Willem and Helen still lived and still speaks German fluently. DiCaprio and his mother lived in several poor neighborhoods, which DiCaprio has described as the ghettos of Hollywood, and his mother worked several jobs to support them.
He 童年时喜欢棒球卡片和漫画书，时常去逛博物馆，很多时候是和父亲一起去。他小时候在德国住过一段时间，因为那时他的外祖父威廉和外祖母海琳住在德国，因此他也能说一口流利的德语。迪卡普里奥和母亲在好几个贫民社区住过，迪卡普里奥形容这些社区为好莱坞的贫民区。他的母亲那时得同时做几份工作来维持生计。
During his childhood, DiCaprio was interested in baseball cards, comic books,
他童年时喜欢棒球卡片和漫画书,
and frequently visited museums, often with his father.
时常去逛博物馆, 很多时候是和父亲一起去。
He also spent part of his childhood in Germany.
他小时候在德国住过一段时间。
Where his maternal grandparents, Willem and Helen, still live and still speaks German fluently.
因为那时他的外祖父威廉和外祖母海琳住在德国，因此他也能说一口流利的德语。
DiCaprio and his mother lived in several poor neighborhoods.
迪卡普里奥和母亲在好几个贫民社区住过，
which DiCaprio has described as the ghettos of Hollywood.
迪卡普里奥形容这些社区为好莱坞的贫民区。
And his mother worked several jobs to support them.
他的母亲那时得同时做几份工作来维持生计。
多学一点。
Maternal, M-A-T-E-R-N-A-L, 母系的。在上一期节目当中，我们学习过 paternal, 父系的。大家要记住这两个单词的拼写区别只在第一个字母。 Ghetto G-H-E-T-T-O 原意是指犹太人居住区，特别是指强制圈定的区域，比如二战时期纳粹给划出来的犹太人区就是一种 Ghetto。 现在 Ghetto 多指一个城市里面少数民族群体的居住区，像美国纽约的黑人区。同时因为这些居住区普遍贫穷，所以 ghetto 有时可以直接理解为贫民区。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
His last name means from Capri in Italian. He was named after artist Leonardo da Vinci, as his pregnant mother was standing in front of a da Vinci painting at the museum in Italy when DiCaprio first kicked.His paternal grandfather's middle name was also Leon. DiCaprio's parents divorced when he was a year old, and he subsequently lived mostly with his mother, although his father was also around. During his childhood, DiCaprio was interested in baseball cards, comic books, and frequently visited museums, often with his father. He also spent part of his childhood in Germany, where his maternal grandparents, Willem and Helen, still lived and still speaks German fluently. DiCaprio and his mother lived in several poor neighborhoods, which DiCaprio has described as the ghettos of Hollywood, and his mother worked several jobs to support them.
Bam, 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 bam. I want to be suited in. Bam, 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 bam. I want to be suited in.
好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。